Welcome to the Broken to Beautiful podcast. Have you been feeling as if you're simply drifting through life with no real purpose? If you felt that tug on your heart, knowing you have more to offer, but feeling weighed down by your past, know that you are not alone. I'm Cherie Haynes, and I understand the struggle because I too was going through the motions for way longer than I'd care to admit. However, after surrendering alcohol to God, a whole new world opened up for me, and I began waking up with a renewed sense of purpose and joy like never before. I know it's scary to think about, but what if letting go of alcohol could be the key to growing closer to God, getting into the best shape of your life, and finally becoming the person He created you to be? Join me weekly for uplifting Bible verses, words of encouragement, and tools to revitalize your body and mind. You, my friend, are here for a reason, and I can't wait for you to begin letting your amazing light shine. So let's go ahead and jump into today's show. Welcome back to the Broken to Beautiful podcast. I am so excited you joined me today, because I've got a lot to share with you about the power of self-discipline, which brings us to our verse of the week, Hebrews 12, verse 11. No discipline is enjoyable while it's happening. It's painful, but afterward, there will be a peaceful harvest of right living for those who are trained in this way. And this is exactly what we have to keep in mind as we go into today's topic. Now, self-discipline isn't always a topic we find enjoyment in, right? But we do want to experience the peaceful harvest, don't we? And that is why this topic is going to be so transformational. Well, I was recently reading in John Maxwell's book titled Today Matters, and he had this quote in there that really hit me between the eyes. It reads, "Most people want to avoid pain, and discipline is often painful. But we need to recognize that there are really two kinds of pain when it comes to our daily conduct. There is the pain of self-discipline and the pain of regret. Many people avoid the pain of self-discipline because it's the easy thing to do. What they may not realize is the pain of self-discipline is momentary, but the payoff is long-lasting." Now, I don't know about you, but that really made me stop and think. And I'm actually going to read it again just to make sure you heard it in case you were distracted the first time. Most people want to avoid pain, and discipline is often painful, but we need to recognize that there are really two kinds of pain when it comes to our daily conduct. There is the pain of self-discipline and the pain of regret. Many people avoid the pain of self-discipline because it's the easy thing to do. What they may not realize is the pain of self-discipline is momentary, but the payoff is long-lasting. Maxwell goes on to give a specific example about exercise that is so relevant to our healthy lifestyle. He says, "If we made a decision to try to be healthy, but we put off exercising, it's true. We put off 30 minutes of unpleasantness, but then we feel guilty because we violated the decision we knew was right for us. Then we regret not having exercised. And if we constantly avoid exercise, we end up paying a price later. On the other hand, when we do practice the discipline of exercise for 30 minutes, we feel good about ourselves the entire day. That's a great trade-off. We get 16 hours of positive feelings about ourselves for half an hour of work. And if we consistently practice the discipline of exercise, we also receive a health benefit that can literally save and extend our lives." And I think we can relate this to our alcohol-free journey, right? Sometimes in the moment, it can feel challenging to pass on that glass of wine. But every day that we fight the urge to give in to temptation is a day we can be proud of, knowing we are avoiding living a life in the future that we will regret. Isn't the temporary pain of saying no so much better than the pain we could very likely experience later in life if we continue our habit of daily drinking. If we continue on this path, it could lead us to possibly developing cancer or liver disease or something even worse. I know we want to feel good in the moment and not worry about any future consequences, but I applaud you for taking the time to go there, friend. It will make you realize how precious life is and how today truly does matter, as John Maxwell shares in his book. And I found this verse, 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13, that really spoke to me. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it. Now, this is a powerful reminder of a few things. Number one, I am not alone. Temptation can be so isolating if we believe that we are the only one struggling. Number two, I can do this. God is faithful and knows my limits. He won't tempt me more than I can bear, which means he knows that I have the strength to overcome it. Number three, there is always another way. It makes sense in the moment to think that the only way to satisfy my crazy strong desire for a glass of wine is to give in and drink it, but there is always another way to respond to that urge. Now, I know it's not always easy, but this verse is such a great reminder to stop, think, and look for the way out of temptation. What if we got into the habit of asking ourselves every time we're tempted to drink, is the temporary comfort and enjoyment worth the price I will pay later? This is really difficult to get a handle on at times because the consequences of our decisions aren't always felt immediately. But what if we were able to see into the future and took a moment to envision that person we could potentially become? That's why it is so important to start making positive changes right now. I think you and I are both looking at our days in the wrong way. As John Maxwell says, we remember the good old days better than they were. We exaggerate yesterday. We overestimate tomorrow. We underestimate today. The truth is that the most important day we will ever experience is today. Today is the key to our success. So, how do we put this into action? Well, I think John Maxwell gave us a perfect example that we can use with every area we'd like more self-discipline in. Remember the example with a 30-minute workout? Well, I think it is as simple as these 5 steps. I wanted to take a quick minute to let you know I created a free morning meditation just for you. If you need some motivation to kickstart your morning and get into that flow state, priming you for a productive day, make sure to download it for yourself. I will have a link for you in the show notes. Now, let's get back to the show. Step number one. Define some habits you would like to make regarding self-discipline. For example, one of my habits could be to just go one more day without alcohol, as Ed Milet talks about in his book, The Power of One More. Another could be to make time every single morning to go to God in prayer. Step number two. Now, for each habit you made, determine the purpose behind it. Why is that commitment so important for you? And my example is, so my purpose would be to honor the temple God has blessed me with. Also, I know how much better I feel when alcohol isn't in the picture and how much more productive I am. Step number three, for each habit, define what will happen as a result of you not following through on that habit, both in the short term and long term. Now, I think this is so key. As I mentioned earlier, when we just think about what we want to do in the moment, the consequence doesn't always seem that bad because there's always tomorrow, right? But none of us know if we will be blessed with the gift of another day. So we must focus on this very moment. Now, I suggest to list all of the negative feelings and results you will experience by intentionally making the decision not to follow through on your commitment in the short term, as well as the worst case scenario of what could ultimately happen. For example, if I don't follow through on my habit of not drinking alcohol today, I will be exhausted tomorrow and most likely hungover. I won't be thinking as clearly. I'll be bloated, irritable, and have less focus altogether. Therefore, I will be much less productive or possibly won't be productive at all. And I think it's important to ask ourselves, is it worth wasting an entire day for one night of comfort drinking? And here's a worst case scenario example. If I don't follow through on my habit of not drinking alcohol today and beyond, I could ultimately be setting myself up for developing various types of cancer, fatty liver disease, high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, and I'm sure other chronic diseases. I could also be setting myself up for dealing with chronic pain the rest of my life, having no energy or desire to exercise, developing depression, and potentially dying an early death, all because I didn't take care of my body today. Again, after writing down the worst case scenario, we must ask ourselves in the long run, is that glass or two of wine really worth it? Now, while I don't like to focus on the negative, taking a cold, hard look at what we don't want is a powerful motivator. It also might be the kick in the pants we need to get it done, right? All right, moving on to step 4. Now, define all of the positive outcomes that you'll be able to experience by following through on your habit. Okay, enough of the heavy stuff and onto the real power behind making good choices. So here's my short-term example of that. If I do follow through on my habit of not drinking alcohol today, I will be full of energy, excited to start the day, full of focus, and extremely productive. I will be able to get ahead, therefore creating less stress for future weeks. And here's my long-term example. If I do follow through on my habit of not drinking alcohol for the rest of my life, I will be able to live a long and happy life by serving God for years to come. I will be in a top mental state. I'll be able to exercise every single day. And by that point, I will definitely be living on a beach somewhere, and I will have made an incredible impact on the world. Now that truly lights me up. Step number 5. Every time you're faced with making a decision around the habit, start asking yourself which outcome will better serve you. Viktor Frankl has a great quote that speaks to this very topic. Between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space is our power to choose our response. In our response lies our growth and our freedom. By investing the time to think through the pros and cons of these steps, and by keeping them in the back of our minds when making related decisions, we will be reminded why we are choosing this lifestyle. When they are principally based on scripture, we can be confident that we are living our Heavenly Father's purpose for our lives. So, my friend, is there a temptation that you've been facing that together we could brainstorm through all the positive and negative effects, just as I did? Maybe it's alcohol for you as well, or maybe it's something entirely different. I hope you know I will never judge you. As I just admitted, I too struggle. But as friends, we have to give each other some tough love from time to time, right? I know it isn't fun to go there, but it is necessary to really visualize the negative impacts not taking care of our bodies could have on our future before it's too late. And as it says in 2 Chronicles 15 verse 7, "But you, take courage. Do not let your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded." I don't know about you, but this verse is incredibly encouraging to me. Now, I know our time is coming to an end, but I truly hope you found some value here today, even if it just served as a reminder. So just to recap those five steps once more. Step one, define some habits you would like to make regarding self-discipline. Step two, for each habit you made, determine the purpose behind it. Why is that commitment so important to you? Step three, for each habit, define what will happen as a result of you not following through on that habit, both in the short term and long term. Step four, define all the positive outcomes that you'll be able to experience by following through on your habit. And step five, every time you're faced with making a decision around that habit, start asking yourself which outcome will better serve you. Now, before we end in prayer, let's revisit our verse of the week one last time. Hebrews 12, verse 11. No discipline is enjoyable while it is happening. It's painful, but afterward, there will be a peaceful harvest of right living for those who are trained in this way. Let's keep this verse in mind as we go through the rest of the week, and let's go ahead and close in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, you've given us a lot to think about this week as we reflect on the decisions we make each day. Please help us to remember how very important today is. And even though in the moment all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, later it yields the peaceful fruit of the righteousness to those who have been trained by it. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. Have an amazing week. God bless. Hey friend, before you go, if today's episode resonated with you and you'd like to take a 30-day break from alcohol, I would love the opportunity to walk alongside you on that journey. Check out my new book, Broken to Beautiful. I'll have a link for you in the show notes.